Testing 1, 2, 3, testing.
你有没有听过人做这样的祷告
？Have you ever heard someone pray this way?
不要让我的心快乐，若我在爱慕、在感觉、在思想无你的事物。
Oh, let not my heart be contented or rest when loving or seeking what with thee doth part.
好像在我的记忆的里面。我好像没有亲耳听过有人这样祷告过。
It seems like in my memory, I have never heard such kind of prayer.
很少有人向主祷告说不要让我快乐。
Not many people ask the Lord that do not let me be joyful.
我们的祷告总是盼望主能够让我们快乐。
Our prayers to the Lord is always, Lord, let me be joyful or be contented.
因此在这里面这是一个很特别的祷告。
So here we see a very unique prayer.
这个 祷告说不要让我快乐。
The prayer says, Oh, let not my heart be contented.
如果在爱慕、在感觉或在思想里面没有你的事物。
If I do not have you in my love or in my seeking.
在我们当中有没有哪一位你有这样的一个祷告。
Is there anyone amongst us who can pray such prayer?
如果你的心能够这样的祷告的话，那你就是活在神的面前。
If your heart can pray such kind of prayer, then you are truly one that lives in the presence of the Lord.
我很喜欢这首诗歌。
I truly love this hymn.
我觉得这首诗歌让我感受到这个诗人他的里面好像有一股热情。
I found that there is such passion in the hymn writer's heart.
这个热情呢不是常常我们能够看见。
And this is a passion which not often seen among people.
这也是今天主所最宝贝的一件事。
This is also something the Lord treasures the most today.
就是在他的儿女中能够有一些人他们向主是有这样的热情。
That among the children of God, he can find someone with such passion for him.
一个活在神面前的人，他不需要从世界上来的鼓舞。
A person who lives in the presence of the Lord, he does not need cheerful encouragement from this world.
就像这首诗歌第一节所说的，他说这世上没有什么可鼓舞的时候。
Just like the verse 1 says, when there's nothing can give comfort or cheer,
他仍能够在神的面前得到安息。
He still can find rest in the Lord.
今天我们仍然在世界上寻找可以使我们鼓舞的事。
Today we're still looking for cheerful things in this world.
我们仍然追求那些能够让我们鼓舞的事。
We still seek after those encouraging news.
但是世界上的事是非常奇怪的。
Yet the things of this world is very strange.
有一些东西今天让你鼓舞，明天就让你难受。
Something will cheer your heart today, yet you will make you suffer.
同样的东西。
The same thing.
或许在我们还住在公寓里面的时候，我们觉得有一个自己的房子能够让我们鼓舞。
Maybe when we still live in an apartment, we find that if we have a house, that would cheer our hearts.
但是有一天我们真正住到自己的房子里面以后，我们发现那个就成为我们的难受。
Yet one day when we did move into our own house, we find that it is a suffering.
为什么从前是你的鼓舞，今天成为你的重担呢？
Why is it that formerly it was a cheer to your heart, yet now it becomes a burden upon your heart?
因为这是世界上的事。
Because these are the things of this world.
这个世界上的事还有一个很特别的地方。
The things of this world have another unique character.
它可能对我是一个鼓舞，对你呢就是一个打击。
Maybe to me it will cheer my heart, yet to you it will strike your heart.
对你可能是一个鼓舞，对我呢却是一个打击。
Something to you might be a cheerful thing, yet to me it will be a blow.
今天早上我开车来聚会的时候，我经过表内尔跟八号公路那个交口那个加油站的地方。
This morning I was driving towards the fellowship hall. I passed through the intersection of Belair and what and Bellway 8.
我看到那个油价九十五九毛五一加仑。
I saw the gasoline price have lowered to 95 cents per gallon.
这件事对你可能是一个很鼓舞的事情。
To you, it might be a cheerful news to you.
但对我是一个很难受的事情。
But to me, it's misery.
看到95 cents, 我心里是很忧愁的。
When I see the price has fallen down to 95 cents a gallon, it hurts my heart.
我希望看到油价一块两毛。
I want to see the price stays at $1.20.
最好是一块五更好。
If it's $1.50, it's even better.
越贵我的心越高兴。
The more expensive the gasoline price is, the better it is for me.
那个事情对我来讲是一个鼓舞。
To me, it cheers up my heart.
但对你们来讲是一个难受的事。
But to you, it's misery.
这个是世界上的事。
These are the things of this world.
对有些人是鼓舞，对有些人是难受。
To some will be a cheerful thing, to some will be misery.
这个世界上没有一件事能够真正的使我满足。
Nothing can truly bring contentment into our life.
我们都知道现在世界上最成功的一个公司就是微软公司。
We know that the most successful company in this world is the Microsoft.
在微软公司里面最成功的一个人除了他的 Bill Gates 以外呢就是一个人叫 Silverberg.
Besides Bill Gates, the next most successful person is
Silverberg. 那他这个人呢，他是负责四川95的那个发展的一个人。
This person is responsible for research in Windows 95.
你知道他今天在做什么？
Do you know what he is doing today?
他今天不在微软公司。
Today he is no longer in a Microsoft company.
因为这些人呢、啊、他们都已经不需要再做事了。
Because all these people, they don't need to work any longer.
你如果在90年以前你进入微软公司的话现在都是百万富翁了。
If you have entered and worked for Microsoft before 1990, then today you're all millionaire.
所以他们不要为生活忙碌。
So they don't need to be busy for life any longer.
所以这个 Silverberg 先生啊现在就骑着 motorcycle 呢到处流浪。
And so Mr. Silverberg now rides his motorcycle and travel everywhere.
有人就问他说你什么时候再回到微软公司来呢
?Some people ask him, when will you return to Microsoft?
他说等到我找到一个 project, 那个可以让我有兴趣。
And he says, I will not return until I find a project that will interest me.
换句话说，他找不到一件可以让他鼓舞的事情。
In other words, he cannot find anything that can comfort his heart.
他不过40多岁一点而已。
He is just about in his 40s.
他在世界上，他得到他所可以得到。
In this world, he has already found all he needed.
发现没有什么事再能够使他鼓舞。
Now there is nothing more that can give him comfort or cheer.
所以他就骑着这个他的摩托车呢到处走。
Therefore he rides his motorcycles and just travel everywhere.
我想他在旅行的路上他会发现很多跟他一样的人。
I'm sure on his role of traveling he will discover many people that are like him.
他们也骑着摩托车到处走。
They also rode their own motorcycles and traveling to different places.
但是那些人不是百万富翁啊。
But those people are not millionaires.
那些人是真正的流浪的人。
And they are truly wanderers.
为什么一个人在这么成功以后却愿意过一个流浪的生活？
Why a person after such success wants to live a wanderer's life?
因为地上找不到鼓舞我们的事情。
Because he cannot find anything that can give him comfort or cheer.
这首诗歌我们看见一个在主面前的人。
In this hymn, we see a person who lives in the presence of God.
他的鼓舞不是从世上而来。
His comfort and cheer is not from this world.
他的鼓舞乃是从神而来。
But his comfort and cheer comes from the Lord.
因此他里面有这样一个担心。
Therefore, he has such worry in his heart.
他说，如果有一天我离开了神。
He says, if I should leave the Lord one day.
那就不要让我的心快乐。
Then do not let my heart to be contented.
那个意思就是说，主啊，求你让我不要离开你。
He meant that Lord, please do not allow me to leave you.
这样的基督徒是可爱的。
Such Christian is a lovely Christian.
我们感觉他的里面好像有一个热情。
We find that within him there is a zeal.
这是今天早上我心里面的一个负担。
And this is also my burden this morning.
要从主的话里面来让我们看见什么是这个基督徒心里面的那个热情。
From the word of God, let us think about what is the passion in a Christian's heart.
我们读出埃及记三十三章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 33.
出埃及记三十三章十五节。
Exodus chapter 33 verse 15.
这是摩西对神所说的话。
This is the word of Moses to the Lord.
我们我读十五节。
We'll read verse 15.
摩西说，你若不亲自和我同去，就不要把我们从这里领上去。
And Moses said to God, if thy presence does not go with us, do not lead us up from here.
我再读一次。
摩
西说，你若不亲自和我同去，就不要把我们从这里领上去。
Moses said, if thy presence does not go with us, do not lead us up from here.
这句话跟我们刚才在诗歌里面所说的那句话是不是很像？
Isn't this words very similar to the ones we find in the hymn?
摩西说，如果你不去的话，我也不要去。
Moses said, if you're not going, then I will not go.
弟兄姊妹，这是摩西心里面的一个热情。
Friends, sister, this is the passion in Moses' heart.
弟兄姊妹，摩西是一个当时最有知识的人。
Moses was the most knowledgeable man of his time.
摩西是当时最有智慧的一个人。
He is the wisest man of that time.
但是他里面有这样的一个感觉。
But within him, he has this feeling.
如果主不与我同去，我就不去。
Lord, if you will not go with me, then I will not go there.
弟兄姊妹，你我今天是不是这样？
Friend, sister, do you and I have the same feeling?
每天我们做很多的决定。
Every day we make many decisions.
我们的决定是怎么做的？
How do we make our decisions?
我们是不是像摩西这样？
Are we like Moses?
他说，主啊，如果你不去，就不要带我去。
Lord, if you shall not go, then please do not bring me there.
好像摩西在告诉我们一件事。
It seems like Moses is telling us one thing.
离开了主，他就不能活。
Aside from the Lord, he cannot live.
这是摩西心里面的一句话。
This is the word from the depths of Moses.
他到了一个地步，他不能离开主。
He loves the Lord so much that he cannot leave him.
这是不是你我的一个描述？
Is this also a description of you and I?
有多少人我们今天在神的面前，我们能够说，主啊，如果没有你，我就不能活。
How many of us can say that, Lord, without you, I cannot live?
我姊妹在收音机里面听到这样一件事，她告诉我。
My wife heard this news from the radio and she told me about it.
她说有一个人呢、啊，回想到他年轻的时候，他主日学的老师跟他讲了一句话。
There was certain person who remembered what his old Sunday school teacher had taught him.
那一句话就一直在他的心里面，对他产生很大的一个影响。
And that word continues to have effect in his life.
那句话呢是。关于婚姻有关系的话。
And that is something on the teaching of marriage.
对，今天刚好有年轻人在我们当中，我希望你们也能够注意这句话。
So since we have young people among us today, I hope you will take note of this word.
如果其他的话你们都忘记了，今天听到这一句话也很好。
If you have forgotten everything I said today and remember this, it will be good.
他说我们要找一个配偶的时候，我们不是要找一个人我们能够与他相处。
As he says, when we are looking for a spouse, we're not looking for someone that we can live with.
而我们是要找一个人，这个人没有他，我们就不能活。
But we are looking for someone that we cannot live without.
We cannot live without.
We cannot live without.
年轻的弟兄姊妹，不知道你们听清楚了没有？
I don't know if it's clear to you.
我们常常我们在找对象的时候，我们找哪一个人，这个人我们可以跟他生活在一起。
Many times we're looking for a spouse, we're looking for someone that we can live with.
这个人很好，那个人不太好。
He said, this person is good, that person is not so good.
或许在这个地上，很多人你可以跟他相处。
Maybe there are many people that you can live with in this world.
但是这个世上只有一个人。
But there's only one person.
那个人是你，如果没有他，你就不能活下去。
That is a person that you cannot live without.
那一个人就是你的配偶。
And that person is your spouse.
这个是里面的那个热情。
This is a passion in your heart.
什么叫做热情？
What is a passion?
就是没有他我不能。
Is without him, I cannot.
这叫做热情。
This is passion.
弟兄姊妹，在你的里面，对你的配偶有没有这个热情？
But sister, do you have such passion for your spouse?
我们因为有四个孩子的关系，所以我们有时候出去旅行非常困难。
Because we have four children, so sometimes for us to take a vacation is quite difficult.
因为总是有一个会生病。
There's always one that will get sick.
但一个生病就不能走。
And one gets sick and none of us can leave.
所以有时候啊，我太太就跟我讲，那这样你带三个孩子去好。
Sometimes my wife would tell me, why don't you just take the other three children and go on a vacation?
但是当时我想到我要带三个孩子去的时候啊，这里面啊就没有什么热忱。
But when I think about that I am bringing the three children by myself, then I don't have a desire to go.
无论怎么讲呢，里面呢就是没有那个热情要去。
No matter how you explain it, I just don't have the desire to go.
好像如果他不去呢，我也不想去。
It seems like if my wife is not going, then I don't want to go.
如果他去的话呢，那我就很高兴。
If she's going, then I am happy to go.
弟兄姊妹，这个是夫妻之间的热情。
But sister, this is a passion between husband and wife.
这个热情乃是越过越重。
And this passion will increase after years.
从前可能还没有这样。
In the beginning, you probably do not have such intense passion.
也许头十年还不会这样。
Especially just in the first 10 years, you will not find that.
但是你进到第二个十年。
But as you enter into the second decade,
你进到第三个十年。
You enter into the third decade.
你发现那个里面的那个热情是增加了。
You will discover that the passion between you increase.
你发现有一天你真是不能活。
You discover one day that you truly cannot live.
你不能够去好像思想如果没有他的话怎么办。
You cannot consider how you will live without the other.
这个叫做热情。
This is passion.
我们在神的面前有没有这样的热情？
Before our Lord, do we have such passion for him?
摩西说，如果你不去，你就不要带我去。
Moses says, if you shall not go, then do not lead me there.
摩西的心里面有这样一个热情。
In Moses, he has such passion within him.
第十八节。
Verse
18. 33章十八节。
Exodus, chapter 33, verse 18.
摩西又说话了。
Moses, spoke again.
摩西说，求你显出你的荣耀给我。
Moses said, I pray thee, show me thy glory.
有哪一个人像摩西这样认识神？
Was there anyone who knew the Lord as Moses did?
有谁在西乃山上与神在那里相处40昼夜？
Was there anyone who has spent 40 days and night with God upon Mount Sinai?
有谁像摩西一样，神亲自把所有的律法一点一点地告诉他。
Was there anyone like Moses that the Lord has given him the commandments, word for word?
有谁像摩西看神看得这么样清楚？
Was there anyone who had beheld God so clearly?
但是摩西说，主啊，我要看得更多。
But Moses said, Lord, I want to see more.
他说，把你的荣耀显给我看。
He said, show me thy glory.
摩西对他对主对自己对主的认识不满足。
Moses is not contented for his own knowledge of the Lord.
他要神把荣耀更多的显给他。
He wants God to show him more of God's glory.
这是摩西里面的热情。
This is the passion in Moses.
弟兄姊妹，我们里面的那个热情如何？
But sister, what about your passion for the Lord?
我们对主的认识如何？
What about your knowledge of God?
我们对主那里头的渴慕如何？
What about the desire you have for the Lord?
里面有没有这样一个呼求？
Do you have such cry before God?
求你显出你的荣耀给我看。
Lord, show me thy glory.
这是摩西。
This is Moses.
这是摩西的热情。
This is the passion of Moses.
我们再来看第二处的圣经，撒母耳记下。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel.
撒母耳记下第六章。
2 Samuel chapter 6.
这里面我们所看的是大卫。
Here we will look at David.
撒母耳记下第六章第十三、第十四节。
2 Samuel chapter 6 verses 13 and 14.
抬耶和华约柜的人走了六步，大卫就献牛和肥羊为祭。大卫穿着细麻布的以弗得，在耶和华面前极力跳舞。
And so it was that when the bearer of the ark of the Lord had gone 6 paces, he sacrificed an ox and a fatling. And David was dancing before the Lord with all his might, and David was wearing a linen ephod.
二十节，大卫回家要给眷属祝福，扫罗的女儿米甲出来迎接他说，以色列王今日在臣仆的婢女眼前露体，如同一个轻贱人无耻露体一样，有好大的荣耀啊。
Verse 20, but when David returned to bless his household, Michal the daughter of Saul came out to meet David and said, How the king of Israel distinguished himself today. He uncovered himself today in the eyes of his servants' maids, as one of the foolish ones shamelessly uncovers himself.
大卫对米甲说，这是在耶和华面前，耶和华已拣选我，废了你父和你父的全家，立我做耶和华名以色列的君，所以我必在耶和华面前跳舞，我也必更加卑微，自己看为轻贱。你所说的那些婢女，他们倒要尊敬我。
So David said to Michal, It was before the Lord who chose me above your father and above all his house to appoint me ruler over the people of the Lord.Over Israel. Therefore, I will celebrate before the Lord, and I will be more lightly esteemed than this, and will be humble in my own eyes. But with the maids of whom you have spoken, with them I will be distinguished.
这里记载大卫把约柜迎回耶路撒冷时的光景。
Here it describes the scene how David welcomed the Ark of the Lord to be back in his city.
所以说，抬约柜的人走了六步。大卫就献牛与肥羊为祭。
And here it says that every time the bearer of the ark had taken 6 paces, David would sacrifice an ox and a fatling.
我读出埃及记，我读利未记，我读生命记，从来没有一个地方我发现有这样的一件事，这样的一个律法。
When I read through Exodus, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, and Numbers, I have not found such kind of law described.
就是每走六步就要献祭。
That every 6 paces you have taken, you will offer and sacrifice.
大卫这样做不是要满足律法的要求。
David is doing such thing not to satisfy the requirements of the law.
大卫这样做乃是出于他里面的热情。
But he had done such things out of his passion for the Lord.
他因为心里面对主的那个热情，他就超过律法的要求去做。
And because of the passion within his heart, he has done more what the law requires of him.
当我们今天里面缺少热情的时候，我们觉得律法的要求实在是太高。
When we do not have a passion for the Lord, we find that the requirement of the law is so difficult.
我们连最简单的律法我们都不能守。
Even the simplest commandment we cannot obey.
但是像大卫一个心里有热情的人，他不但行律法，他超过律法的要求。
But a person like David who has such passion for the Lord, he not only satisfied the requirement of the law, but he went beyond.
不但超过律法的要求，甚至做到一个地步，他自己被人轻视。
He has done so much for the Lord that even himself has been looked down by others.
不是被别人轻视，乃是被他自己的妻子轻视。
He is not looked down by any other than his own wife.
他的妻子就当面的侮辱了他。
And his wife have shamed him.
弟兄姊妹，如果是你的话，
One sister, if this is you,
我今天这件事临到你,
if this happened to you today,
有一个人当面的羞辱你。
Someone came to your face and shamed you.
你要怎么样的回答？
How will you respond?
你是一个犹太的君王。
You are the king and ruler of Israel.
你是神的受膏者。
You are the anointed one of God.
但是今天在你的太太的面前受到了羞辱。
Yet before your wife today, she openly shamed you.
大卫说什么？
What did David say?
他说我必定要跳舞。
David said, I must celebrate before the Lord.
我要更加的卑微。
And I will humble myself even more.
我要自己看为轻贱。
I esteem lightly of myself.
弟兄姊妹，这是大卫心里面的热忱。
And sister, this is the passion within David's heart.
他不看他自己君王的地位。
He would not esteem his position as a king.
宁可被自己的太太所轻视。
Even to the point that his wife will shame him.
但是他说我要更加的卑微。
But he says, I will humble myself even more.
当我在思想这件事的时候，我觉得这里面实在是非常的宝贝。
When I was considering this, I find it very precious.
因为我发现在我们人的心里面，我们都有一个要求。
I discovered that in man's heart we all have a request.
我们就是希望被人尊敬。
We want to be esteemed by men.
弟兄们，是不是这样？
Isn't that so?
你我是不是盼望被人尊敬？
Don't we want to be respected by men?
有的时候我们从一个工作离开。
Sometimes we will leave our job.
没有别的原因，因为我们在那个工作上得不到尊敬。
Many times we leave for the reason that we are not being respected at that workplace.
别的原因我们可以忍受。
We can endure other reasons.
如果在工作的里面，我们得不到应该有的尊重，我们就要离开。
Yet if we cannot find the respect that was worthy of us, then we will leave the job.
有的时候在家庭里面，我们夫妻发生了困难。
Sometimes we will have difficulties at home.
那个困难在哪里？
And where is the problem?
因为我们得不到我们自己想要的尊重。
The problem is that we cannot find the respect that we thought we deserve.
我们在聚会里面与弟兄姊妹产生了难处。
Sometimes we have difficulties with brothers and sisters.
为什么？
Why?
我们得不到我们想要的尊重。
Again, we cannot find the respect that we thought we deserved.
大卫那一天没有得到他应该得的尊重。
That day, David did not receive the respect that was due to him.
他受到的是羞辱。
But on the other hand, all he received was shame.
但是你看大卫的回答是什么？
But what was his response?
他说我要更加的卑微。
He says, I shall be humbled even more.
我要自己看为轻贱。
I will be lightly esteemed in my own eyes.
今天如果这个热忱在我们的里面。
Today, if you and I have such passion,
我们在工作上就不会有问题。
Then we will not have problems at work.
我们在家庭的里面就不会有难处。
And at our homes, we will not have difficulties.
我们在聚会当中也不会有困难。
And in the fellowship, we will not have difficulties.
所有的困难都发生在这里面。
All the problem resides here.
为什么我们要得到尊重。
We want to be respected.
感谢神，当大卫的心里面向着神有这样热忱的时候。
Praise the Lord, when David has such passion for the Lord.
他的需要乃是让神得到尊重。
His needs is so that God can be respected.
当神得到他应有的尊重，大卫的心里面就安息了。
When God is respected, then David's heart can rest.
至于大卫自己是不是能够得到尊重，他摆在一边。
As for David himself, he does not care if he shall be respected.
有的时候我们在主的面前，我们有一点追求。
Sometimes we do pursue harder before the Lord.
我们有一点侍奉。
We have some ministry before the Lord.
我们有了一点经历。
We have some experiences in God.
我们就觉得我们应该得到更多的尊重。
Then we felt that we should be esteemed more.
如果我们得不着的话。
if we cannot find that respect,
我们心里就过不去。
Then our heart will not let us go.
我们唯有看见一件事。
Only when we see one thing.
就是只有耶稣，只有我们的主是配得到尊重的。
That only our Lord Jesus is worthy to be esteemed.
如果为了要让基督得到尊重，我们愿意更加的卑贱。
If Christ can be respected, and we shall decrease.
这是大卫心里面的热忱。
Then that is the same passion as the passion of David.
我们再看一个人。
Let's look at another one.
以赛亚书六十二章。
Isaiah 62.
以赛亚书六十二章第一节。
Isaiah 62 verse 1.
我因锡安必不静默，为耶路撒冷必不息声，直到他的公义如光辉发出，他的救恩如明灯发亮。
For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not keep quiet, until her righteousness goes forth like brightness, and her salvation like a torch that is burning.
第六节。
Verse 6.
耶路撒冷啊，我在你城上设立守望的，他们昼夜必不静默，呼吁耶和华的，你们不要歇息，也不要使他歇息，只等他建立耶路撒冷，使耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美。
On your walls, O Jerusalem, I have appointed watchmen. All day and all night, they will never keep silent. You who remind the Lord, take no rest for yourselves, and give him no rest until he establishes and makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth.
以赛亚说，他说我不能够静默。
Isaiah said, I cannot keep silent.
弟兄姊妹，家里面的问题最大的是什么？
One sister, what is the greatest problem at home?
在一个家里面最严重的问题是什么？
What is the most serious problem at home?
是不是夫妻吵架？
Is it because the quarrel among the husband and wife?
我觉得夫妻吵架不是最大的问题。
I don't think that's the greatest problem.
一个家里面最大的问题就是那里有静默。
The greatest problem in a home is that there is a silence.
没有争吵。
There's no quarreling.
也没有盼望。
And there is no hope.
那是一个家里面最大的危机。
That is the most danger, for the family.
当一个家庭里面是这样静默的时候，
When a house is silent like this,
是因为在我们的心里面已经没有火。
It is because there's no fire in our hearts.
当我们心里面不再有火的时候，我们就静默了。
When our heart is no longer burning, then we are silent.
在神家里面的问题是什么？
What is the problem in the house of God?
在神家的问题里面，不是弟兄姊妹中间有了难处。
The problem is not because we have difficulties among brothers and sisters.
当神的家里面发生难处的时候，就是这里有静默。
When there is problem in the house of God, it's because there is silence in here.
在神家的中间的静默就是没有人祷告。
The silence in the house of God means there's no one praying.
如果有人祷告，
If somebody is praying,
所有的问题都不是问题。
Then all the problem would not be a problem.
如果没有人祷告，
If no one is praying,
神的家就有问题。
Then there will be problems in the house of God.
弟兄姊妹，你的心里面如果有火的话，你就有祷告。
But sisters, if you have fire in your heart, then you will pray.
如果你的心里面没有火的话，你就没有祷告。
If you have no fire in your heart, then you will not pray.
不管在家里面，
Whether it is at home,
或是在聚会里面，
or in the house of God.
如果我们静默，
If we are silent,
我们就有难处，
then we see problems.
我们感谢神，以赛亚说，他说我因锡安必不静默。
We thank the Lord because Isaiah says, for Zion's sake, I will not keep silent.
他说要在城门上设立守望。
He says, I would appoint watchmen above the walls of Jerusalem.
守望的人就是祷告的人。
And these watchmen are the men who prays.
守望的人就是不肯静默的人。
And these are the people who will never keep silent.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常喜欢看我们的难处。
But sister, we often like to focus on our own problems.
但是我们更重要的是要看看我们里面是不是已经没有火了。
But the most important thing we shall examine our heart, whether or not there's still fire in it.
如果我们的心里面不太有火
，If you have no fire in your heart,
那个就是我们的难处。
Then that is the heart of the problem.
我们应该到主的面前。
We should come before the Lord.
求主重新把我们里面的火点着。
And ask Him to rekindle the fire in our hearts.
让我们重新起来祷告。
We need to rise up and pray before the Lord.
让我们爬到城墙上面去。
Let us get upon the walls of the city.
不管我们面对的事情是什么。
No matter what problem we are facing.
我们成为一个祷告的人。
But we first become a person who prays.
作为一个守望者需要热情。
To be a watchman, we need to have passion.
我不相信有一个人他的心里面没有热情他能够做守望者。
I do not believe there can be a man without passion and can become a watchman.
今天在神的国的里面所最需要的就是守望者。
Today, what we need the most in the kingdom of God are watchmen.
乃是这些里面仍然有热情的。
We need these people who still have passion for the Lord.
我们读五十八章，以赛亚书五十八章。
We turn to chapter 58, Isaiah 58.
我们读十二节。
Verse 12.
他说：“那些出于你的人，必修造久已荒废之处，你要建立拆毁累代的根基。”你必称为修补破口的和重修路径与人居住的。
And those from among you will rebuild the ancient ruins. You will raise up the age-old foundations, and you will be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of the streets in which to dwell.
这里面讲的是守望者。
Here again talks about the watchman.
守望者有两件事。
There are two things about the watchmen.
他们称为补破口的。
They are repair of the breach.
他们重修路径与人居住的。
They are also the restorer of the streets in which we dwell.
这个破口是指的哪里有破口？
Where do we find the breach?
这个破口乃是指的城墙的。
And the breach is only exists in the walls of the city.
什么是城墙呢？城墙就是代表见证。
What is the city? What is the city wall? That refers to the testimony.
我相信前几个礼拜我们弟兄已经在这里交通讲到神家的城墙。
A few weeks ago, our brother has been sharing with us concerning the walls in the house of God.
这个城墙有破口。
And now we find gaps in this walls in this wall.
而守望者乃是去补破口的人。
And the watchmen are people who repair the breach.
弟兄姊妹，如果你看见城墙有破口，你的反应是什么？
One sister, if you have seen a breach in the wall, what is your reaction?
我们每一个人都希望能够到一个地方，那个地方的城墙是没有破口。
Everyone has wished to live in a city that the walls will not have any breach.
但是如果有一天主把你摆在一个地方，那个地方的城墙是有破口的。
But if one day the Lord shall position you in a place which you find there is a breach,
你的反应是怎么样？
Then what will be your reaction?
如果你是一个有热忱的人，
If you're a person with passion,
如果你是一个守望者。
And if you are a watchman,
你就起来补那个破口。
Then you will rise up to repair the breach.
这里说第二个守望者的工作，他们乃是来修道路的。
Here the second job of a watchman is one that repairs the road.
什么是道路？
What is the road?
道路就代表交通。
The road represents fellowship.
今天神的家中在交通的事情上有问题。
Today we also find problems in fellowship.
作为一个守望者，你的反应如何？
And to be a watchman, what will be your reaction?
你是不是起来重修这个路径？
Will you rise up to restore the fellowship?
如果住在我们的里面，给我们那个热忱。
If the Lord gave us passion in our hearts,
我们就起来修补道路。
then we will rise up to restore the streets.
今天教会需要这样的。
Today we need such kind of people in the church.
乃是起来恢复那个教徒。
One that will restore the fellowship.
我们读以赛亚书第六章第八节。
Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8.
当以赛亚在主的面前的时候，他听到这样的一句主的呼召。
Isaiah heard this calling before the Lord.
第八节，我又听见主的声音说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我去？
Then I heard a voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? And whom will go for us?
今天主也在我们当中问这样的话。
The Lord also asked the same question amongst us.
我可以差遣谁？
Whom shall I send?
谁肯为我去
？And who will go for us?
今天蒙主恩的人很多。
Today many have received the blessings of God.
但是有多少人的心里面有这样一个热忱
？But how many have a passion for the Lord?
愿意起来补这个破口。
They want to rise up to repair the breach.
他们愿意起来来修补这个道路。
And they're willing to rise up to restore the streets.
我们感谢神，以赛亚说。
We thank the Lord because Isaiah said, "Here am I."
他说我在这里，请差遣。
Here am I, send me.
这是以赛亚心中的那个热忱。
This is the passion in Isaiah's heart.
我们读耶利米书。
We turn to Jeremiah.
第二十章。
Chapter 20.
第九节。
Verse 9.
耶利米书第九二十章第九节。
Jeremiah chapter 20 verse 9。
我若说我不再提耶和华，也不再奉他的名讲论，我便心里觉得似乎有烧着的火，必赛在我骨中，我就含忍不住，不能自禁。
But if I say I will not remember him or speak any more in his name.Then in my heart it becomes like a burning fire, shut up in my bones, and I am weary of holding it in, and I cannot endure it.
先知耶利米有神给他的话。
The prophet Jeremiah received words from the Lord.
但是他的话却没有人愿意听。
Yet no one wants to listen to his words.
到处被人拒绝。
And everywhere people refused him.
但是他说我如果不再提耶和华，也不再奉他的名讲论的话，我的心里似乎有烧着。
But Jeremiah says, if I will not remember him or speak any more in his name, then in my heart it becomes like a burning fire.
耶利米为什么要继续的说
？Why should Jeremiah continue to speak?
为什么耶利米要受到人的这样的羞辱
？Why Jeremiah shall be despised by man？
因为他的心里面有一个烧着的火。
It's because within him there is a burning fire。
他如果不说，他就不能。
He cannot endure if he do not speak。
弟兄姊妹，你看见这个人里面的热忱了吗
？One sister, do you observe the passion in his heart？
我们常常有这样的一个思想。
We often think this way。
我们就觉得，为什么有些人可以这样，有些人可以那样
？We often wonder why someone can do such things and someone else cannot.
我们常常觉得那些人不可思议。
We felt that these people are unthinkable.
我相信，那个差别是在我们心里面有没有这个热忱。
I believe the difference is between whether or not we have a passion for the Lord.
如果我们的心里面有这样的一把火。
If we have this burning fire in our hearts,
我们的表现就与众不同。
Then our behavior will be different than others.
最后我们看约翰福音第二章。
Lastly, we turn to John chapter 2.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
约翰福音第二章第十七节。
John chapter 2 verse 17.
他的门徒就想起经上记着说，我为你的殿心里焦急。如同火烧。
His disciples remember that it was written, "Zeal for thy house will consume me."
耶稣到了圣殿的地方。
Jesus has entered into the temple.
他看见圣殿已经成了做买卖的地方。
He saw that the temple has become a place where people sell things.
他的心里面好像被火烧着了一样。
And his heart were being consumed.
弟兄姊妹，那个火在不在你的里面？
One sister, do you have the same fire within you?
如果今天你看见教会里面有做买卖的事情。
If you see today among in the church there are such things as selling goods.
你的反应是怎么样？
What will be your reaction?
主说我的心如同火烧。
The Lord says, my heart has been consumed.
如果我们要讲下去的话，
There are still many other examples in the Bible we can find passion in their life.
我只不过讲了几个简单的例子。
I have only given you several simple examples.
但是我相信借着这个简单的例子我们应该有一点明白。
But I hope through these simple examples that we can have some understanding.
就是在历世历代这些爱主的圣徒的心中他们都有一个热忱。
That throughout the ages for all these saints, they have this passion for the Lord.
是因为他们在主里面有这样的热忱他们能够在地上成为这样一个见证。
Because they have this passion in their heart, therefore they can become a testimony on this earth.
他们怎么会有这样的热忱？
How can they have such passion?
这个热忱是怎么来的？
How do they gain this passion in their heart?
今天我们怎么样能够得到这个热忱？
Today, how can we have the same passion?
我们来读创世纪第二十二章。
We will turn to Genesis 22.
创世纪第二十二章第二节。
Genesis 22 verse 2。
神说：“你带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去，在我所要指示你的山上，把他献为燔祭。”
And he said, "Take now your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac."And go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you.
弟兄姊妹，你知道我们刚才所提到那些人，他们里面的那个火是什么吗？
One sister, do you know what the fire we have just mentioned in these people's heart?
那个火就是燔祭的火。
That fire is the fire of the burnt offering.
在这个地方是亚伯拉罕生命经历的到了末了。
And here is at the tip of Abraham's life experience.
在他的一生的里面他受了主许多的带领。
In his life long, he has experienced much guidance from the Lord.
他接受了许多神的管教。
He has accepted teachings from the Lord.
他也领受了何等大的恩典。
And he also gained much blessing.
他有失败的时候，他有成功的时候。
There were times of failures, there were also times of success.
到了最末了。
At the end.
这个时候，神在他的心里面有一个最后的要求。
God has a last request from Abraham.
这个要求就是燔祭的要求。
And this request is the request of the burnt offering.
主在这里不是要以撒。
The Lord doesn't want Isaac here.
住在这里实在是要亚伯拉罕。
The Lord wants Abraham here.
他要亚伯拉罕成为那个燔祭。
He wants Abraham to become that burnt offering.
他要亚伯拉罕能够完完全全来属于他。
He wants Abraham to be totally belong to the Lord.
在创世纪二十二章里面，我们就看见我们的神得着了亚伯拉罕成为燔祭。
In Genesis 22, we see that God has gained Abraham as a burnt offering.
那一天在亚摩利山上，那里所烧到的不是那个羊羔。
That day on the land of Moriah, that burnt offering does not burn the lamb.
那一天在那个祭坛上所献上的、所烧着的是亚伯拉罕的自己。
But that day upon the altars, it is Abraham himself that is being burned.
亚伯拉罕那天借着他把以撒的献上他把他自己完完全全的奉献。
Through the offering of Isaac, Abraham has totally offered himself to the Lord.
从那个时候开始那个燔祭的火就在亚伯拉罕的心中。
From that time on, The fire of the burnt offering burns within Abraham's heart.
燔祭跟其他的祭都不一样。
Burnt offering is different than all other offerings.
燔祭乃是早上要献一次，然后晚上要献一次。
You must offer a burnt offering once in the morning and once in the evening.
然后更特别的一点，就是燔祭坛上面的火是不可以熄灭的。
And the fire upon the altar shall never be quenched.
一年365天。
365 days a year.
燔祭坛上的火都是点的。
And the fire continues to burn upon the altar.
祭司不断地来看着这个燔祭坛上面的火。
And the priest must keep the fire burning upon the altar.
弟兄姊妹，这个就是基督徒的热忱。
When sisters, this is the passion of a Christian.
他的里面有一个燔祭。
Inside of him, there must be a burnt offering.
这个燔祭，他乃是每天向献上。
And he must offer to God daily.
不是我们有一天说主啊，我献给你，那就算了。
It is not that one day we say to the Lord, Lord, I offer myself to you, and that's it.
乃是每天的早上把自己献给主。
But every morning we offer ourselves to the Lord.
每天的晚上再把自己重新的奉献给神。
And every evening we offer ourselves to God once more.
每天重新在神的面前这样的献。
And we do this daily.
这个叫做燔祭。
This is a burnt offering.
这个叫做圣徒里面的热情。
This is the passion in the saints.
上个礼拜我们弟兄讲一句话。
Last week our brother mentioned one thing.
他说什么是神的荣耀？
He says, what is God's glory?
他说神的荣耀就是神的心得到满足。
God's glory is when God's heart is satisfied.
今天我们再接下去讲。
Today we continue further.
什么叫神的心得到满足？
What can satisfy God's heart?
就是神在你我的身上得到了燔祭。
That is God can find burnt offerings from you and from me.
神要在我们身上要得到一件事。
God must gain one thing in you.
就是让我们成为燔祭。
That is, we shall become the burnt offerings.
这就是罗马书十二章第一节所说的。
This is what Romans 12:1 tells us.
将身体献上当作活祭。
That we must offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
是圣洁的。
It is holy.
是神所喜悦的。
It is acceptable to God.
你们这样侍奉是理所当然。
And we do this, it is right for us to do this spiritual service worship.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们活在一个末后的时代。
But sister, today we live in the end time.
在末后时代有一个特征。
And there is a special character of this end time.
这一个特征是什么？
And what is this?
末后时代的特征就是不冷不热。
The character of this end time is that we are neither cold nor hot.
末后时代的特征就是老底家的特征。
And that is the situation of the church at Laodicea.
在老底家里面我们看见一个光景。
In the church of Laodicea, we see one thing.
就是他们的知识非常的丰富。
They are full of knowledge.
他们有累积下来许多的知识。
They have gathered and gained a lot of wisdom.
他们的真理是完全的。
Their truth is perfect.
他们的看见是清楚的。
Their vision are clear.
他们的道路是正直的。
And their path is straight.
他们好像无可指责。
It seems like there is nothing wrong with them.
但是有一件事。
But one thing.
他们的心里面没有火。
They have no fire in their hearts.
这是末后世代的一个光景。
This is the conditions of the end time.
主耶稣说在末后的世代，不法的事情增多，人的爱心就渐渐冷淡。
Jesus said that at the end time, lawlessness shall increase.Therefore, men's heart shall grow cold.
主耶稣有一次说，他说我用什么话来描述这个世代呢？
Jesus said, how should I describe this age?
结果他就想出来了一个方法。
And then he thought of a method.
他说好像我是一个孩子。
He said, it seems as if I am a child.
我在街上我吹笛的时候呢，没有人跳舞。
When I play the flute on the street, no one will dance.
我举哀的时候呢，没有人捶胸。
When I sing a dirge, no one will beat upon their breast.
这是我们今天 所活的这个时代。
This is the time that we live in today.
这一个时代是人心麻木的一个时代。
This is the time when men's hearts are numb.
这一个时代人的心是冷淡的时代。
And this is the time that men's hearts are cold.
这个圣徒是不冷不热的时代。
Even the saints are lukewarm.
我们的心不冷。
Our hearts are not cold.
因为我们认识神。
Because we know the Lord.
我们知道我们的道。
We know our path.
我们知道神的恩典。
We know about God's grace.
所以我们的心是不冷。
Therefore, our heart cannot be cold.
但是我们的心也不热。
Yet our heart is not hot either.
因为燔祭的火不在我们的里面。
Because the fire of the burnt offering is not within us.
感谢主，主在我们身上要做这一件事。
I praise the Lord because He shall do such work in us.
只等到他做成，他不会放弃。
God will not quit until He accomplishes His work.
他一直要在我们的身上做工。
He will continue to work in our life.
直到有一天，我们在他的面前成为了燔祭。
Until one day we all become the burnt offerings before Him.
我们读撒迦利亚书。
Let's turn to Zechariah.
在马太福音前面，在前面。
The second book before Matthew.
马拉基书的前面。
The book before Malachi.
撒迦利亚书十四章第二十节。
Zechariah chapter 14 verse 20.
这实在是我们的盼望。
This is truly our hope.
他说当那日就有一天。
He says in that day.
他说马的铃铛上呢必有归耶和华为圣的这句话。耶和华内殿内的锅必如祭坛前的碗一样。凡耶路撒冷和犹大的锅都必归耶和华为圣。
In that day, there will be inscribed on the bells of the horses, holy to the Lord, and the cooking pots in the Lord's house will be like the bowls before the altar. And every cooking pot in Jerusalem and in Judah will be holy to the Lord of hosts.
这里讲到两件事。
Here it talks about two things.
一个是马的铃铛。
One is about the bells of the horses.
一个是讲到耶路撒冷和犹大的锅。
Another is about the cooking pots in Judah and Jerusalem.
这两样事都要归耶和华为圣。
Oh, and both of these shall be holy to the Lord.
什么是马的铃铛？
What are the bells of the horses?
马的铃铛代表我们的工作。
The bells of the horses represent our work.
什么是锅子？
What are the cooking pots?
锅子代表我们日常的生活。
The cooking pots represents our daily life.
有一天我们的工作要归给耶和华，我们的生活也要归给耶和华。
One day our work shall be unto the Lord, and our daily living shall also be unto the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你家的锅子是不是归给耶和华？
Brothers and sisters, the cooking pots at your home, are they for the Lord?
不要小看我们家里面的锅子。
Do not look lightly upon the cooking pots at your home.
我们在家里常常在这里炒菜的人，我们不要忽视我们的工作。
Those people who cook at home do not look down upon your work.
神在他话语里面就提到你煮饭的锅子。
Even in the word of God, he mentioned about the cooking pots that you use daily.
那个锅子要归给耶和华为圣。
Even the cooking pot shall be holy unto the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你的马上面有没有那个归耶和华为圣的那个标志？
One sister, in your horses, do they have the inscription?Of holy to the Lord.
今天我们还活在这个地上，我们必须要骑马。
Today we still live in this world. We must ride on horses.
神没有叫我们在地上不骑马。
The Lord did not ask us not to ride horses on
this world. 但是他要求我们在那个马的铃铛上要有归耶和华为圣的记号。
But He requests us to place the inscription of holy to the Lord.
在我的工作上，在你的工作上有没有这个记号
？In my job and in your job, do you have this?This mark holy to the Lord.
当你骑着马在路上奔跑的时候，人能不能够看见这个记号
？When you are riding the horses on the streets, can man see this inscription?
我是归耶和华为圣。
That I am holy to the Lord.
当我在家里，你在家里，在生活的时候
，When you are at home and you live at home，
拿着锅子炒菜的时候
，When you are cooking in your cooking pots，
人能不能够看出来你是归耶和华为圣
？Can man see that you are holy to the Lord？
这个叫做反。
This is the burnt offering.
燔祭不是在礼拜天早上。
Burnt offering does not only exist on Sunday morning.
燔祭乃是在每天的生活的里面。
But burnt offering exists in your daily life.
燔祭乃是在每天的工作的上面。
Burnt offering lives in your daily work.
我们感谢神那一天在摩利亚的山的上面，我们的神得着了亚伯拉罕。
We thank the Lord that day on the mountains of Moriah, God has gained Abraham.
神是怎么得着亚伯拉罕？
How did he gain Abraham?
那是因为亚伯拉罕把他心里面最爱的给了神。
It's because Abraham has offered to God his most beloved.
那就是以撒。
That is Isaac.
弟兄姊妹，你我的心中都有一个以撒。
But sister, in your heart and my heart, we all have an Isaac.
我们心中的以撒都不一样。
And the Isaacs are all different.
你心中的以撒跟我心中的以撒就不一样。
Your Isaac will be different than mine.
甚至也是人所不知道的。
Maybe it is something that's unknown to man.
不管人知不知道。
No matter if man knows or not.
我们的神知道。
But our Lord knows about it.
他知道你心中的以撒是什么。
He knows what is the Isaac that lives in your heart.
因此如果你要成为燔祭的话。
Therefore, if you want to become his burnt offering.
神就向你要以撒。
God asks you to give him your Isaac.
你愿意成为神的燔祭。
If you're willing to become his burnt offering.
你就要准备献你的以撒。
You must be prepared to offer up your Isaac.
是不是神要以撒？
Is it because God wants the Isaac?
并不是神来要你的以撒。
God doesn't want the Isaac in your heart.
神来是要你这个人。
But God wants you.
但神怎么样能够得到你呢？
And how can God gain your heart?
除非你把你的以撒献上。
It is only when you offer up your Isaac.
当以撒献上以后，我们就等于把自己献。
After you have offered up your Isaac, you have offered up yourself.
弟兄姊妹，这个热忱是一个新的问题。
One sister, this passion is a matter of heart.
这跟我们知识上的了解没有太大的关系。
It doesn't have much to do with our knowledge.
我们可以有很多的知识，但是我们没有燔祭。
We can have a lot of knowledge, yet have no burnt offering.
那我们怎么办？
Then what should we do?
我们来读启示录。
Let's turn to Revelation.
启示录第三章。
Revelation chapter 3.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
看啊，我站在门外叩门。若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去。我与他，他与我。一同坐席。
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will dine with him and he with me.
我们感谢神，今天神就站在我们的心外叩门。
We thank the Lord because today God stands at the door and knocks on our hearts.
因为他知道这是一个新的问题。
Because he knows that this is a matter of the heart.
这不是一个道理的问题。
This is not a matter of knowledge.
所以他没有站在别的地方。
Therefore, he did not stand at any other gates.
他就站在我们的心门外。
He stands at the door of your heart.
他在那里叩门。
And he is knocking.
我们不知道他站在那里有多久。
We don't know how long he has been standing there.
可能一年。
Maybe he stood there for a year.
可能两年。
Maybe 2 years.
也可能五年。
Maybe he stood there for 5 years.
也可能十年。
Maybe 10.
你知道不知道神站在你心门外叩门有多久？
Do you know how long the Lord has been standing at the door of your heart and knock?
我们常常把这节圣经当作传福音的时候用。
We often use this verse only when we share gospel with someone else.
但是我们清楚地知道这一句话不是对不信主的人说的。
But we clearly know that this verse is not for the unbelievers.
这一句话乃是对信主的人说的。
But it's spoken to the believers.
不但是对信主的人说的，乃是对那些信主很久的人说的。
Not only were spoken to the believers, but for the believers who have saved for many years.
对那些有知识的人说的。
It is spoken to those people with knowledge.
对那些有看见的人说。
It is spoken to those people with vision.
对那些在主的面前忠心的人说的。
It is spoken to the faithful one in God.
他说我站在你的门外口。
He said, I stand at the door and knock.
如果有人开门。
If anyone hears my voice and opens the door,
我就要进到他那里。
I will come into him.
我与他，他与我一同住席。
And will dine with him and he with me.
当主来解决我们这个新的问题的时候，
When the Lord comes to resolve the problem of our heart,
我们就能把这个燔祭献上。
Then we will be able to offer this burnt offering.
我们的里面就会重新有这个燔祭。
We will again have the fire of the burnt offering.
你们记不记得当主耶稣被钉死以后，有两个门徒他们走在往以马忤斯的路上。
Do you remember that after Jesus was crucified, there were two disciples walking on the road to Emmaus?
他们的心是非常的消沉。
They were very downhearted.
他们就碰到一个人，他们甚至没有认出他就是主。
They met a man and they did not even recognize that he was the Lord.
他们一起走，后来走到一个房间的里面。
They continued to walk until they reached a room.
一直等到主把那个饼拨开。
Until the Lord broke the bread.
他们的眼睛就亮。
Then their eyes were cleared. Were opened.
这是何等宝贵的一件事。
This is such a precious thing.
我们的主的身体天天为我们拨开。
The body of our Lord continues to be broken for us daily.
凡是看见的人眼睛就明亮。
And those who have seen it,Your eyes will be opened.
他就发现这个人是主。
And they discovered that this is the Lord.
然后他们两个人就说了。
And then they spoke amongst themselves.
他说刚才我们在路上走的时候，我们的心里岂不是火热？
While we were walking on the road, weren't our hearts burning with zeal?
弟兄姊妹，我们心里的火哪来的？
But sister, where do we find the fire for our heart?
当我们把主耶稣接到我们心里面的时候，他就是那个燔祭的火。
After we received Jesus into our hearts, He is the fire of the burnt offering.
神的儿子就是那个燔祭。
The Son of God is the burnt offering.
他是最终的那个燔祭。
He is the ultimate burnt offering.
你知道神的儿子进到我们心里面的时候，
Therefore, when the Son of God enter into our hearts,
燔祭的火就在我们的心里。
The fire of the burnt offering shall reside in our hearts.
我们就成为一个有热忱的。
We will be people with fire.
弟兄姊妹，今天你是不是看见神的儿子在你的心外头？
But sister, do you see that the Son of God is knocking at the door of your heart?
你是不是看见你的心里面没有那个燔祭的火？
Do you see that you can also have the fire of this burnt offering?
我相信主仍然在等候我们。
I believe the Lord is still waiting for us.
他何等盼望今天能够进到你的里面。
How he desires that he can enter into your hearts.
成为你心里面那燔祭。
That he can become the fire of your burnt offering.
你愿意把你的心门打开？
Are you willing to open the door of your heart?
你还是愿意让神的儿子继续在你的心门外等待？
Or you want him to continue to wait outside your door?
我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we praise and thank you.
借着你的话，我们实在看见主你是何等的爱我。
Through your words, we see, Lord, how you love us.
主，你实在把我们从罪的里面拯救。
You have saved us from sin.
主，你测量我们一生的道。
And you have measured our path for us.
你带领我们经过许多的难处。
You guide us through many difficulties.
你也带领我们经过许多的丰富。
You also lead us through much abundance.
我们到处都看见你。
We see your grace everywhere.
主，你好像母鸡带小鸡的一样保护着我。
Lord, you are like a mother hen that protects all her chicks.
但是你的心里面仍然有一个渴望。
But in your heart, you still have a desire.
你要把我们带到摩利亚的山上。
You want to bring us to the mountain of Moriah.
在那里，你要向我们要我们心中的。
There you will ask us of the Isaac that's in our hearts.
你要向我们要燔祭。
You want the burnt offerings from us.
主，我们感谢你，因为你为我们先成为燔祭。
Lord, we thank you because you have first become the burnt offerings for us.
完完全全把自己献给了父神。
You have totally offered yourselves up to the Father.
今天在我们的面前也有一条道路。
Therefore, today there is also one path before us.
感谢主，早上没有再丢弃我。
Lord, we thank you this morning you did not forsake us.
你仍然站在我们的心门外叩。
You continue to stand at the door of our hearts and knock.
我们实在在这里求你的恩典。
Here we ask you for your grace.
当你在这里拨开你的身体的时候，我们的眼睛就明亮。
That as you break your body for us this morning, our eyes shall be opened.
看见我们的主站在我们的心门外。
That we shall see that you're standing outside our door.
看见我们的主是何等的盼望进门。
We see that how you desire to enter into our hearts.
今天早上给我们恩典。
This morning gave us grace.
让我们打开我们的心。
That we may open the door of our heart.
让我们的主进到我们的心里。
That you may enter into us.
成为我们心中的燔祭。
That you can become the burnt offerings.
我们也求你恩待我们。
Lord, have mercy on us.
让我们无论在工作上面。
Whether we are at our job.
或者在我们的生活里面。
Or in our daily living.
我们都愿意把一切事情归给耶和华为圣。
That we shall offer all things unto you, and that they shall be holy to you.
但愿今天早上在你恩典的里面，主你都得着我。
That today in your mercy you can gain all of us.
没有一个是失落的。
No one will be at lost.
没有一个是没有得着的。
No one will lose anything from you.
我们这样祷告，乃是奉靠你荣耀的名。
We pray in your glorious name.
Amen.
Amen.